The federal government is holding about 50,000 migrants and asylum seekers in detention, and that number increases every day. That's more people than ever before because the Trump administration is not releasing many of the migrants after they're apprehended. Meanwhile, the facilities that hold those detainees have become big business for private companies and some local governments. But there is increasing pushback. Cities in California and Oregon have stopped Immigration and Customs Enforcement from using local facilities like jails. And that's prompting ICE to seek out other communities where they can hold migrants in detention. The World's Rupa Shenoy takes us to one small city in Rhode Island where this has divided the community.
Central Falls is just one dense urban square mile. It's drawn immigrants for generations as a mill town. Now it's majority Latino. Next to the city high school's outdoor stadium is a brown concrete building surrounded by fences and barbed wire. That's the Donald W. Wyatt Detention Facility, known locally as the Wyatt.
It's huge. You know, you can't really miss it. I never really knew what was ever going on.
Until this past March. Daniela Magana heard about it at her high school, Blackstone Valley Prep. The Wyatt was holding 133 people for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. People were protesting outside.
We are here for you! We are here for you! We are here for you!
Magana was asked to speak at a demonstration. She'd never done anything like that before, and her parents were worried. They're from El Salvador.
One of the biggest fears is, okay, well, what if you go speak out and then somehow this comes back to us and we, you know, for whatever reason, get in trouble or, like, worst case scenario, get kicked out of the country? Like, they didn't want that.
Magana talked them down. And when she spoke, she was surrounded by city leaders.
Wyatt represents inequality. It represents inhumanity. But most importantly, Wyatt doesn't belong in Central Falls.
But it did, once, for another generation of Central Falls residents. 25 years ago, when this struggling city needed money, a detention center seemed like a good idea to then-Mayor Thomas Lazia. He's the son of Syrian and Lebanese immigrants.
I brought this facility to the city.
The Wyatt was the first in a nationwide building boom encouraged by the Clinton administration of publicly owned, privately operated adult correctional facilities. It was set up as a nonprofit corporation with a board whose members are appointed by the mayor.
The revenues that came in from the facility were first to be used for its operation, secondly, to pay the bonds, and thirdly, the city would gain any revenue if the revenues exceeded those amounts.
And the city did make money initially, more than $5 million. But that all stopped in 2008 when a detainee died as a result of medical neglect. After that, ICE canceled all its contracts with the Wyatt. The facility fell into deep debt. It tried for years to work its way out by getting back in business with ICE. It wasn't successful until earlier this year.
There is revenue to be brought to the city that this new contract was going to accomplish.
But then came the protests outside the Wyatt, followed by a move that really got people talking in Central Falls. It happened in one evening. The mayor abruptly appointed new board members.
Please raise your right hand.
And those members voted to cancel the ICE contract. They said the detainees hadn't had access to lawyers. Former Mayor Lazia was in the audience and says they had no proof.
I think the interest of Central Falls has been centered on satisfying the Hispanic population in our city and not being fiscally responsible to the entire ethnic populations in our city through proper management.
It seemed like the Central Falls protesters had been successful. ICE began moving its detainees out.
One of them looked really young. Like, he looked like he must have just turned 18.
Deborah Gonzalez directs the immigration clinic at the nearby Roger Williams University Law School. She was asked to come in to do a Know Your Rights presentation for the remaining ICE detainees, about 20 of them, wearing orange scrubs and white cloth shoes. Most told Gonzalez they'd come from the southern border. She asked them if they knew where they were.
They were like, well, it's in the U.S., so I don't think they had any concept of where that is.
She says one young man knew he was being transferred out of the Wyatt and cried because he thought he was going to be deported.
he held on to the table and he said, we don't want to leave this place. Although they were just going to another facility, but I don't think they were being told where they were going.
I went to meet the Wyatt's warden, Daniel Martin. He says what people don't understand is that detainees are treated really well at the Wyatt.
Staff here are very responsive to detainees' needs. That's not always the case in other correctional systems and stuff, you know.
Martin says he's used to locals misunderstanding what he does.
Very simply, you just have to kind of educate them, you know, and educate them and inform them as to what, you know, what we do and how we do it. We would hope they would, you know, support the fact that we don't control who's housed there. Unfortunately, this is a business that's misinterpreted.
A misinterpreted business, maybe, but still powerful. The Wyatt's bondholders struck back forcefully. They sued the city, and there was a quick reversal once federal courts got involved. In late April, a federal judge ruled the Wyatt board couldn't cancel the ICE contract. It was reinstated. ICE started sending detainees back.
So they returned, you know, a large number again. And we have been pretty much just business as usual. You know, we're hopeful that things remain as they are.
The judge made it clear he would be overseeing the future conduct of everyone involved.
You know, you always want different results, but I think you have to be happy and knowing that at least steps were made to assure people's rights.
The current Central Falls mayor, James Diosa, is the son of a former undocumented immigrant.
I owe a lot to him. Just as he explained to me, to find the courage to leave everything behind, it was a risk he was willing to take for survival and to be able to provide for his future family, which is us. So this hits me on so many levels.
With news of children dying in detention facilities, he says having more oversight for the Wyatt helps him sleep at night.
Mayors, since they're on the front lines, they have to deal with these issues. And I think if leaders don't stand up, matters are going to get worse.
But it's an unsatisfying ending for high schooler Daniela Magana. She understands things can't change completely overnight.
You know, you can't just one day then be locked up, the next day then be released. Like, it doesn't work that quickly, especially because of, you know, the government that we have and the society that we live in.
But with cities like Central Falls at least fighting back, ICE will have to work harder to figure out where to house its detainees.
I'm just hoping that, like, there's actually a victory.
For The World, Rupa Shenoy, Central Falls, Rhode Island.